This morning, I spoke for the Old Testament describe Jesus Christ.
頭先我係家中道喺舊約裏邊所講到嘅我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
Jesus Christ was fulfilled the whole New Testament.
主耶穌基督係將整個舊約嚟到係成全咗啦。
Before the flood speaks to us, Jesus Christ was born by the Holy Spirit.
喺挪亞之前呢、这個喺洪水之前，系讲到佢耶稣基督系从圣灵而生。
From Abraham to Moses，
系从亚伯拉罕到摩西。
Speak to us， obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit。
系同我哋讲到系我哋要接受信服圣灵嘅管治。
And from Samuel to the end of the Old Testament，
从撒母耳直至到旧约嘅最后嘅一章。
Speaks of Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
系讲到耶稣基督系受圣灵嘅恩膏。
But now we want to take a look at the New Testament.
嗱，而家我哋想睇一睇新约。
What is the revelation of New Testament?
喺新约里边嗰个启示系点样嘅咧？
The New Testament means describe one believing person.
新約係講到描述到講到嗰位活嘅主活嘅嗰位人嗰個人。
The whole New Testament, 27 books.
全個新約有27卷書。
Every book speaks of Jesus Christ.The living person.
每一卷书都是讲到我们活的主。
Among the 27 books,
在这27卷书的中间
,21 books was a person to speak the livings of the saints.
在21卷书里面是一个人来到讲到是对一众圣徒来到讲。
That means,describe what kind of Jesus Christ is.
嚟到讲俾你听，耶稣基督究竟系点样嘅
？And the first five books.
头嗰五卷书。
Call the purpose and the process of the revelation.
嚟讲到嗰个目的同埋嗰个过程，启示嘅目的同埋过程。
Jesus Christ, the living person, is the whole New Testament.Revelation.
整个的新约的启示就集中在这位主耶稣基督身上。
And the five books of the first five books speaks of the purpose and the process of this revelation.
头五卷书就是讲到这个启示的目的、目标和的过程。
The book, the last book ofThe New Testament Revelation.
在新約裏面最後的書啟示錄
And speaks of the person Jesus Christ and his whole family.
是講到耶穌基督自己和他整個的家庭
And one book called Hebrews.
有一本卷書叫希伯來書
That is reveal the whole outline.Of Jesus Christ.
这本书是讲到主耶稣基督外面的生命启示外面的生命。
The Hebrew is God's directed speak to us.
希伯来书是神直接是透过主耶稣基督上来说话。
So the whole New Testament is a revelation of a person.
所以整个的启示来启示到这位的主自己。
Matthew, the book of Matthew,
在马太福音那里
was the first book of the New Testament.
是新约的最初第一本卷书。
That means the 27 books is the first book.
讲到在27卷书里面，这卷是第一卷的书。
Why Matthew wrote the first book?
为什么马太是这卷马太福音是第一卷书呢？
That's very important.
这个是很重要的。
This is the first message of the New Testament.
这个是新约里面第一个的信息。
The first message of God to the human being.
那是神第一个的信息来到给人间。
Was written by Matthew.
这个是透过马太写出来。
What kind of person of Matthew?
马太是一个怎样的人呢?
The scripture tells us,
圣经里面告诉我们,
the Matthew, another name is Levi.
马太另一个名叫利未。
He was born and grew up in Capernaum.
他在基伯伦那里来到长大, 生长,
and he appreciated some government power.
他是得着一些政府的权力。
He got a job in a Roman empire.
他在罗马政府那里得着一份工作。
He was a tax collector.
他是一个收税的人。
He doing a lot of wrong things.
他做了很多坏的事。
He want to be government official, have a power.
因为他是政府的官员, 他有这个权柄。
At his time, the Jews, the Israelites, is very weak.
在他的时候, 那些犹太人, 以色列人, 他们是很软, 不是很强盛。
They have no power.
他们没有权力。
So the Romans control them.
所以罗马政府就控制着他们。
Matthew want to be official, have authority.
马太想成为一个官员, 他就要得着这些权力。
But after that, he was saved by Jesus Christ.
但之后他是耶稣基督拯救了他。
Let us read the Matthew chapter 10.
让我们看马太福音第10章。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 3.
马太福音第10章第3节。
It's Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector.
马太福音第10章第3节, Philip, 和巴多罗买, 多马, 和税吏, 马太。
This is Matthew called himself.
这个是马太来称呼他自己税吏。
Matthew the tax collector.
讲到税吏马太。
He never secreted himself.
他永远不会来到匿埋隐藏，即是一个秘密，不讲俾人听佢系咩。
He has opened himself.
他是将自己来打开的。
In his time, the tax collector, everybody despised him.
那时收税税吏呢, 个个人都是不喜欢的。
But he was saved by grace.
但是他是因着蒙恩得救了。
And he writes the book of the Matthew.
他就将马太福音写出来。
And 2,000 years, every Christian read his writing.
在这2000年来, 每一个基督徒都是读,马太福音。
And he led thousands of people to Jesus Christ.
他带了好, 千千的人, 来到去主耶稣基督那里。
So, we see this is Matthew's history.
我们看到这里是讲到马太的历史。
Now we ask what's the meaning of the Gospel of Matthew?
现在我们问问究竟马太福音的意义是什么呢?
Matthew, the book of the Matthew speaks of his own experience.
马太福音是讲到他自己的经历。
Let us read Matthew chapter 9.
让我们看看马太福音第9章。
Let us read together the verse 9.
让我们一起读马太福音第九章第九节，一起读。
As Jesus passed out from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he rose and followed him. This verse speaks to us. Jesus passed through his tax office.
啊！呢度讲到俾我哋听，耶稣基督就行过佢收税嘅地方。
And Matthew sitting in sitting at his tax office.
咁马太就坐在佢税关嘅上边。
And Jesus said to him.
耶稣就对佢讲。
They follow me.
你跟从我。
And so he arose and followed him.
他就起来跟从了耶稣。
So this verse is very simple.
这个经文是很简单
，but in content is very tremendous。
但佢嘅内容是一个很紧要的事情。
Matthew sitting at his tax office。
马太坐在佢嘅税关上。
Jesus just passed by。
耶稣刚刚经过啫。
Jesus said, "Follow me."
耶稣就佢话：你来跟随我。
And he arose and followed him.
他就起来来跟随了耶稣。
Here did not say, "Oh, Mr. Matthew."
这里不是说话，马太先生。
Will you follow me?
你好，你是不是跟随我啊？
If possible, you follow me.
如果可能的话，你来跟随我啦。
No, no.
不是。
Jesus just said to him.
耶稣就这样跟他说。
Follow me.
跟从我。
And he arose, follow him.
他就起来就跟从耶稣了。
What does it mean?
究竟这个什么意思呢?
This is the meaning of the gospel of Matthew.
这个就是马太福音的意思了。
The meaning of the gospel of Matthew is,
马太福音的意思是什么呢?
Is Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣基督,
has the absolute authority.
耶稣就是唯一的，他有他有唯一的有权柄。
Jesus Christ has absolute right.
耶稣基督有他的权柄权力在那里。
Follow me.
跟随我。
And then he followed him.
咁他就跟随他了。
That means Jesus Christ has the absolute authority.
你讲耶稣基督为是唯一的有权柄那位。
He is the Lord of all.
他是万有的主。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
He has the absolute right, everything.
他对每一件事都有他绝对的权柄。
Matthew's gospel speak of this one thing.
是马太福音这卷福音书是讲到这件事情。
Let us read that.Chapter 28.
我睇马太福音第28章。
Chapter 28:18-20.
我睇马太福音28章第18节至20节。
Let us read together.
我让我哋一齐读18节。
And
Jesus 进前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Matthew tell us.
所以马太福音是讲给我们听。
All authorityhas been given to Jesus.
说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了耶稣。
In heaven and on earth.
这个讲的是天上地下的。
All authority in heaven.
所有在天上的权柄。
All authority on earth. has given to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth. He says, let you come and follow me.
他就說馬太你來你跟隨我。
Here, these two words have a power. If I call, follow me.
如果我說,
you never follow me. I have no such a power. Jesus Christ has such a power. He who hear Jesus, Jesus call. And immediately follow him. All authority in heaven.
在天上所有的權柄,
all authority on earth. Has been given to Jesus Christ.
已经赐给了耶稣基督。
So that is the Matthew's message.
这个是马太的信息。
Matthew's message means Jesus Christ has all authority.
马太的信息就是说耶稣基督有绝对一切的权柄。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
We must obey him.
我们一定要信服他。
We must obey him.
我们一定要去听从他。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
This is Matthew's personal experience.
这个是马太自己个人的经历。
Jesus has such a power.
讲到耶稣基督有咁嘅权力。
This is not 可有可无的。
这个唔系可有可无嘅。
This is is a commandment.
呢个系一个命令。
So Jesus Christ is the Lord.
主耶稣基督乃主。
And second thing,
第二件事情,
Matthew's experience.
讲马太的经历,
he has opened the whole Bible.
他将整本圣经来就打开了,
Jesus Christ opened the whole Bible.
耶稣基督是将整本圣经来就打开,
in the book of the Matthew,
在马太福音的书里面,
at least nine times.
最低限度有九次,
he said, this is fulfill the prophets.
讲到旧约的先知的预言是被应验了。
This is fulfilled on the scripture side.
讲到圣经的记载是应验了。
That means the whole Bible open to him.
整本圣经是向他打开了。
He not only know the doctrine.
他不单止认识那个教训,
know the teaching.
不单止认识那个教导,
but he subject himself to the mighty power of Jesus Christ.
乃是他服在耶稣基督这个极大的权力的底下。
So that is his experience.
这是他自己的经历。
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
耶稣基督是我的主。
I obey him.
我是顺从他。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
The second thing,
第二件事情,
the meaning of Gospel of Matthew,
是马太福音的意思,
is God's people have a divine conception.
是的,讲到神的百姓,神的子民,有一个属神性的领会。
The Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
在马太福音第一章第一节,
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节,
let us read this verse.
让我们一起来读这一节。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So this verse means Jesus Christ is the son of David.
这一节的意思是什么呢? 他讲到耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
And he is the son of Abraham.
亦都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That means Jesus Christ is the God's eternal purpose.
那是讲到耶稣基督乃是神永远的旨意。
why God created a whole creations.
为什么, 神 创造整个宇宙呢?
Why God created you and me?
为什么神创造你和我呢?
Because Jesus Christ is our meaning of our human life.
耶稣基督乃我哋整个人类嘅中心嘅意思.
Our parents born us, give birth to us.
我哋系从我哋嘅父母而生.
So that we are made for Jesus Christ.
所以我哋系 神创造我们是为着耶稣基督
Every man of this world
每一个在地上的人
Every person of this world
在地上每一个的人
Are created for Jesus Christ
都是为着耶稣基督来被造的
This is God's people conception
这个是神的百姓里面所认识的意思
The early ages of the New Testament. All the people of God. All the Christians at the early years. They have a divine conception, a divine mind. That divine conception, divine mind, is Jesus Christ.
他们,
I am the living for Jesus Christ.
他们在他们心里面唯一这个神圣的启示,但是说我是为基督而活的。
I live in my home.
我虽然在我的家里住,
for Jesus Christ.
我是在我家里面住为着耶稣基督。
I don't do any job for Jesus Christ.
我们做什么事情都为着耶稣基督。
I study at this school, at that school for Jesus Christ.
我读书在哪个学校都是为着耶稣基督。
I do this job and that job for Jesus Christ.
我做这份工那份工是为着耶稣基督。
I got married and have children for God, for Jesus Christ.
我结婚有儿女家庭都是为着耶稣基督的。
So this is the conception of the original Christians.
这个在他们初期的基督徒里面,他们就是这样的心思的。
So we read the whole book of Acts.
当到读《使徒行传》全本书的时候,
they have such a divine conception.
他们都有同样的,这个从神而来的,这个启示。
The first verse says that this Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham.
这里马太福音第一章第一节,他说耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
What is the principle of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的原则是什么呢?
Abraham means trust God and obey God.
亚伯拉罕的意思就是说到他相信和他信服神。
This is the way to God's purpose.
这个是来达到神旨意的路径。
And he said that Jesus Christ is the son of David.
这个说到耶稣基督乃是大卫的子孙。
Son of David, that means he was he is a king.
说到耶稣,大卫的子孙,说到他是王。
That means Jesus Christ will be a king.
说到耶稣基督会成为王。
This is God's purpose.
这个是神的旨意。
He is Lord. He is the king.
他是主,他是王。
But how to get there?
但是我怎么能够达到那里呢?
By faith in God.
那是信靠神。
Obey God and trust God.
那是信靠他和信服他,听从他。
So this is Matthew's message.
这个是马太福音的信息。
And the third one,
第三件就是,
we know Matthew 21 told us.
我们看到在马太福音第21章这样来告诉我们。
Chapter 21.
马太福音第21章。
24th. 43.
Chapter
21,
43.
Let us read together. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit of you. Matthew told us. Matthew is a Jew.
Matthew是一个犹太人.
He is one of the Israelites. He said.
他就说了,
他说, the kingdom of God will be taken from Jews.
他说神的国必从这犹太人那里夺去。
The kingdom of God will be taken from Jews, Israelites.
神的国必从以色列人被夺去。
And given to a nation bearing the fruit of
it.
What does it mean?
究竟这个什么意思呢?
It means the kingdom of God was taken from the Jews.
来说到神的国从犹太人拿走了。
And given to a nation, that nation is called Christians.
赐给这个百姓的名字就是基督徒。
Since that time, near the 2000 years,
自从那时到现在2000年的时候,
the kingdom of God,
神的国,
will be taken from him,
从他们那帮中来夺去,
and given to a nation called the church, the Christian.
给一个国家的名字叫做教会,基督徒。
The church means we honor Jesus Christ as Lord.
教会的意思是什么意思呢? 就是我们来到尊敬,尊崇我们的耶稣基督为主。
We Christians subject ourselves to the authority of Jesus Christ.
我们一般的基督徒,我们是完全的绝对信服在耶稣基督的权柄的底下。
So that all nations,
所以整个全部的,
all tribes,
每一个民族,
all languages,
讲话不同语言的人,
multitude of people,
所有全部的人,
was saved by Jesus Christ.
被耶稣基督拯救的话,
that is those people all confess Jesus Christ is the Lord.
他全部都是承认耶稣基督为主。
Jesus Christ is my King.
耶稣基督是我的王。
I obey him.
我是信服他的。
I trust him.
我相信他, 我信靠他。
This is the spiritual or heavenly race.
这个是我们一班属天属灵的一个族类。
This is Matthew's gospel's message.
这个是马太福音的信息。
He experienced personally.
他自己都亲身的经历。
Jesus Christ is his Lord.
耶稣基督是他的主。
All the people of God,
神所有的神的子民,
was obey him and trust him.
是一起的相信他来到信服他。
He is our King.
他是我们的王。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
We Christians are an heavenly people.
我们基督徒是属天的一班的人。
So this is the meaning of Jesus, of Matthew's gospel.
所以这个是马太福音的那个意义啦。
And what is the vocation of Matthew?
马太福音他的服侍是什么呢?
The vocation of the gospel of Matthew.
马太福音这个讲的这个马太他的服侍是怎样呢?
He has the absolute authority.
讲到主是有绝对的权柄。
So Matthew is the New Testament first message to human.
马太福音是神第一个的信息是对所有的人来讲了。The
Gospel of Matthew was written not the first one.
但马太福音不是第一卷书被写的。
The Gospel of Mark is the first written.
马可福音是第一卷书是写的时候第一卷写。
But the Holy Spirit arranged Matthew is the first message.
但是聖靈是將, 馬太福音是擺在第一卷書了。
This speaks of the, Matthew's vocation.
講到馬太他自己都是這樣來到服侍主。
This is the foundation of the, Church of Christ.
這個是耶穌基督的教會的根基。
Jesus Christ has absolute authority.
耶稣基督有绝对的权柄。
We have just obey him.
我们只是要来到信服他。
He never failed. He never doing thing wrong.
他从来没失信，他从来没做错一件事情。
All things in heaven, all authority in heaven and on earth was given to him.
无论是天上地下的所有的权柄都赐给于主耶稣基督。
So,这个 Matthew tell us this is, the Jesus Christ absolute, authority.
马太福音就马太就讲俾你听，耶稣基督有绝对的权柄。
Now, in our experience.
但喺我哋嘅经历。
So, in your family.
喺你嘅家庭嘅里边。
Occurs everything.Happens.
好多嘅事情发生。
But all, under the authority of Jesus Christ.
但系都系喺耶稣基督嘅权柄嘅底下。
So I have a wife.
我有个太太。
My wife is the authority of Jesus Christ.
但系佢我嘅妻子，但系边系佢嘅权柄都系耶稣基督喺佢嘅权柄。
So everything's.My wife to do.
无论我太太妻子做乜嘢，
是 under the authority of Jesus Christ.
那都喺耶稣基督嘅权柄嘅底下。
Whether doing I'm agree or disagree.
无论我系赞同佢唔赞同佢。
But this is Jesus Christ's authority.
耶稣基督系嗰个权柄。
I have to obey.His authority.
我嗱要服从佢嘅权柄。
So that means the message of the Matthew.
呢个系马太福音嘅信息。
We have to learn these lessons.
我哋要学呢个嘅功课。
At Matthew 7, he said.Chapter 7, Matthew 7, 29.
在马太福音第七章第二十九节。马太福音第七章第二十九节。
Verse 29, he said, For he taught them as one having authority.And not as the scribes.
第二十九节，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So that means that Matthew records that he has the authority.
讲到马太系记载到主耶稣基督有权柄。
He not only teach.
唔单止佢教训人。
He not only see things.
唔单止佢喺嗰度睇见好多嘅嘢。
But he has the authority.
但佢有权柄。
This authority that means he is the Lord.
呢个嘅权柄啦，意思嗰个佢乃主。
He is the king.
佢乃系王。
Let us read chapter 24.
让我哋睇第马太福音第廿四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第廿四章。
And verse 14.
第十四节
Let us read together this verse.
我们一起来到读马太福音二十四章第十四节，我们一起读。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民作见证，然后末期才来到。
And then the end will come. So, what does this verse speak to us?
这节跟我们讲什么说话呢？
He said,The gospel of the kingdom.
佢呢度天国嘅福音。
The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
或者天国嘅福音要传遍天下。
As a witness to all the nations.
对万民作见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来了。
The end will come. That means Jesus Christ, the second coming.
然后末期才来到这个的末期来讲耶稣基督第二次的回来。
When, Jesus, the second time coming.
耶稣第二次回来的时候。
When the end will come.
这个末期是几时来呢?
And the gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world.
他说天国的福音一定要传遍天下,
and to all the nations.
是对万民作见证。
What is the gospel of the kingdom?
那究竟天国的福音是什么呢?
Kingdom means He is Lord.
这个天国意思是说到他是主。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus Christ is King.
耶稣基督是王。
Everything He is under His authority.
每凡事都是在他的权柄底下。
Or parents. Is under his authority. My wife is under his authority.
我的妻子都在他的权柄的底下。
And the husband is under his authority.
丈夫也都在他的权柄的底下。
Everything is his authority.
每一样东西都在他的权柄的底下。
We have to obey him.
我们要信服他。
All things may be not right.
或者一些事情或者好像不太满意。
But he is the Lord.
但他是主。
He arranged those things.
是他来摆布一切的事情。
We have to subject to his authority.
我们就要服在他的权柄的底下。
This is the gospel of the kingdom.
这个是天国的福音。
The kingdom means that he is the king.
这个国家的角度是他是为王。
He doing things, all things are right.
每一件事情他做的都是对的。
To us.
是为着我们来做的。
We must obey him.
我们一定要来到信服他,
and trust him.
来到信靠他。
This is the gospel of the kingdom.
这个是天国的福音。
So everywhere, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached. To all the nations. And then Jesus will come. And then the end will come. So we have to learn how to subject ourselves to his kingship.
所以我们今天要学习我们怎样来到服在他这个王的权柄的底下。
Not my wife doing things wrong.
不是我的太太做一些错的事。
Not my, I am the husband doing wrong.
不是丈夫做错的事。
But that is God's authority, the Lord's authority.
是服从在主的权柄,神的权柄的底下。
So, the gospel of the kingdom.
是这个天国的福音。
He have the sovereign rule.
是他有绝对主权的管治。
He rule everything.
他管治一切万有。
He rule me, he rule me, my wife.
他管治我, 管治我的妻子。
He have a sovereign rule on my children.
他有一切的主权在我们的儿女身上。
He have a sovereign rule of my neighbors.
他在我的周围的邻居都有他主权。
He has the sovereign rule among my co-workers.
在我的同工那里他都有他的主权。
He has the sovereign rule over all our Christian brothers and sisters.
他在我们弟兄姊妹当中也都有他的主权。
In our Christian community.
在我们一个基督徒的一个生活的情况底下,
many things will happen.
有些事情会发生,
but it's God's sovereign rule.
但是都是神的主宰的主权。
Jesus Christ allows these things happen.
主耶稣基督都是许可这些事情发生。
He has the authority of those situations.
他在这些凡事上凡的环境事上都有他的主权。
So I say it again.
我就要再讲一次。
Man may be wrong.
人可以错。
Things may be wrong.
事情可以错。
Circumstances may be wrong.
环境也可以错。
But Jesus Christ allowed these things happen to us.
但耶稣基督是让这些事情发生在我们身上。
It's not wrong.
不会错的。
It's right. So we just subject ourselves to him. Why God allows those wrong things to me?
但是我们说，如果说，主怎么容忍这些不好的事情发生在我身上?
Why many things, wrong things happen to you?
为什么这么多不好的事情发生在你身上?
That's the one thing what he is doing.
但是这个有一件事情他做的就是,
reveal our self-centered life.
也就是将我们自己自我中心的生命来到显出来,
brought my self-centered mind to light.
将我自我中心的思想来到显露出来,
I reveal the way of deliverance.
来到将那些显露出来的时候，亦都来到拯救我哋。
If we subject ourselves to Jesus Christ,
如果我们服在耶稣基督的底下,
we deny ourselves.
让我们来到舍己拒绝自己。
We trust him.
我们真的相信他。
We don't trust ourselves.
我们不信靠自己。
So we have an experience, Jesus Christ is my Lord.
我们就来经历耶稣基督是我们的主。
Paul says,
保罗这样说,
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
他说耶稣基督是我的主。
Not only is our Lord,
不单是我们众人的主,
Jesus Christ is my personal Lord.
主耶稣是我自己个人的主。
All things happen to me.
每件事情发生在我身上,
he is the Lord.
他是主。
This is the message of Matthew.
这是马太福音的信息。
His vocation is to bring us to this spirituality.
他一生为着的是什么来将带我们去到这个属灵的权柄的底下?
And it says, Matthew 28, verse 20, we just read.
在马太福音第28章第20节，我们刚刚读过的。
He said,
这么讲到,
teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And oh, I am with you always.
我就与你常与你们同在,
even to the end of the age.
直到世界末了。
We have to observe all things that he has commanded.
无论他所吩咐我们一切，我们都要遵守。
So your life,
所以你的生活，生命,
my life,
和我的生命，生活,
all our life,
我们所有全部人的生命，生活,
what happens to us,
无论发生在我们身上什么事情,
are all commanded by Jesus Christ.
那是耶稣基督所吩咐命令的。
If Jesus Christ does not command,
如果耶稣基督没有吩咐过,
things cannot happen.
事情不会发生的。
Things happen to us,
事情发生在我们身上,
Jesus Christ command.
那是耶稣基督所吩咐的。
So that we obey him and trust him.
我们要我们去信服他，去信靠他。
This is the message of Matthew.
这个是马太福音的信息。
So Matthew, first he subjects himself in the authority of the Rome.
首先马太是在罗马政府的权的底下。
After he was born by the Holy Spirit,
当他是从圣灵重生之后,
he subjects himself to the lordship to Christ.
他就服在主耶稣基督主的主权的底下。
But you know, the spirit of this world,
你知道这个世界的灵,
everybody is have a spirit of rebellion.
这个灵是一个反叛的灵。
And everything is, there is many things is lawlessness.
在那些很多事情上都是不法的。
This is the spirit of the world, whole world.
这个是整个世界的灵。
In America, many young people,
在美国有很多的年轻人,
they have a spirit of rebellion.
都有这个很反叛的灵。
Rebellion the teachers,
他反叛先生, 教导。
So now in United States, nobody wants to be a teacher.
所以现在美国没人喜欢做先生的。
Because every student is a king.
每一个做学生都是自己为王。
He is rebelling every teacher.
每一个先生都会反叛他们。
Oh, this is a terrible thing.
是一个很可怕的事情。
But these things will be all over the world.
但这些事情一直会传遍整个世界都是这样,
until the evil thoughts are fulfilled.
直到这个坏的丑恶的坏的权柄来到满足的时候,
Jesus Christ will come to judge everything.
耶稣基督就来到审判一切了。
Paul told us,
保罗是这样跟我们说,
at the end of this age,
在这个世界的末了,
lawless man will come.
这个不法的人就会出来了,
lawless,
无法的,
disrupted the law of the family.
他是将家庭的律法来破坏了,
school's law disrupted.
学校也是他来破坏了,
the government's law disrupted.
政府的律法都是破坏的,
this is a lawlessness.
这个是不法,
will come.
这个不法就会出来了,
this is the spirit of the world.
这个是世界的灵,
but we Christians is different.
但我们基督徒,
we are heavenly people.
我们是属天的一班的人,
we are seated with Christ in the heavenly.
我们已经看基督在天上和基督同坐,
that means we are delivered from this world.
那意思就是我们是被这个从这个世界来拯救出来了,
we are trust God.
我们是相信神的一班的人,
we are the obey God.
我们是听从神的人,
we trust Jesus Christ.
我们信靠耶稣基督,
we obey Jesus Christ.
我们是服从耶稣基督,
so our life gradually change and be transformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的生命就一路的改变过来，一路是成为更多有主耶稣基督的生命。
In the book of the Acts, he said, Jesus Christ is the Lord.
在使徒行传那里就讲到耶稣基督为主。
When the Holy Spirit come down, at the Pentecost,
当是圣灵在五旬节降临的时候,
he is the Lord.
主就是主，耶稣基督为主了。
You know, that is quoted from the George, the book of the Or in the Old Testament.
你知道这句话是从约伯记那里引用出来的。
约珥书,
约珥书,
the book of George said the main message is this.
约珥书来讲到那个信息是这样,
the days of the Lord.
他说主来的日子,
Peter called this verse the days of the Lord.
彼得也是讲到主来的日子,
since the Holy Spirit come upon the whole world,
自从圣灵来到降临这个世界的时候,
so this dispensation is the days of the Lord.
这个整个这个时间就是主的日子,
Jesus Christ came into his days.
耶稣基督来到他的日子里面,
the whole New Testament new dispensation,
这个新约这段的时间,
is the days of the Lord.
是主的日子,
your days is of the Lord's day.
你的日子是主的日子,
he will be Lord.
他是为主,
we subject to him.
我们是服在他的底下,
we give the full authority to him.
我们将整个权柄给他,
so Jesus not only Lord, but he's the Lord of all.
不单止主是主, 是我们的主,
Paul speak Jesus is Lord from beginning to his end.
保罗讲到主是从开始, 自始至终都是主,
he must be reign,
他一定是掌权,
until the whole the enemy under his feet,
直至到仇敌是摆在他的脚凳底下,
in the first century Christians,
在第一世纪的基督徒,
they are living in the days of the Lord.
他们活在主的日子底下,
so this is their confidence,
他们的信心把握,
their knowledge,
他们的知识,
their mind,
他们的心思意念,
they have have a big power,
他们有大的能力,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
因为主耶稣基督是他们的主,
so 都 say to everything, Jesus is Lord.
无论他说什么, 耶稣都是主,
he speak anything, Jesus is Lord.
无论他说的东西都是耶稣为主,
when they, somebody persecute them,
当人被人逼迫他们的时候,
Jesus is Lord.
主是主, 耶稣为主,
Paul, have a lot of sufferings.
保罗经过很多的苦难,
through those sufferings,
透过那些苦难,
Jesus is Lord.
他都说主是主,
so that is the first century Christians, mentality.
这个是第一世纪基督徒他们所脑海里面心思里面他们是这样的心思想法
their mentality is Jesus Christ is Lord.
他们所想的一切都是耶稣基督为主,
so they overcome every circumstances.
所以在凡的每一个环境里面他们就胜过了
those people call, oh, these Christians are turned the world upside down.
那些人就说这班基督徒他将整个世界都倒转了。
Paul, before he was Saul.
保罗以前的名叫扫罗,
he persecuted Christians.
他是逼迫基督徒了,
but he found Jesus Christ is Lord.
但他找到耶稣基督是主,
his life is revolutionary change.
他的一生是好像被改革了,改变了。
Today, all our problems,
今天所有我们一切的困难,
was solved.
都是能够得着解决,
because Jesus Christ is Lord.
因为耶稣基督是主,
this is a message of Matthew.
这是马太福音的信息,
why God, Jesus allow sufferings and pains and some things to the world.
为什么神是容让苦难或者痛苦临到这个世界呢?
Because once the people of this world return to Jesus Christ.
因为他们想这个世界的人他们回转到耶稣基督那里了。
Return to God's eternal purpose.
来到回转到神永远的心意那里。
God's eternal purpose, Jesus Christ is our Lord.
神永远的心意就是耶稣基督是我们的主,
God now, the Lord, on the whole world, doing this job.
神现在今天在整个世界里面都是做这个工作,
he will choose people from every nation,
他在万国里面来拣选他的百姓,
and according to God's principle reconstruct them.
来按照神自己的原则来到改造建造他们。
So that we are all Christians conform to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个基督徒都是来到慕成他儿子的模样耶稣基督的模样。
And we will sit with him on his throne.
我们和他在宝座上一同同坐。
Control, to govern the future universe from eternity to eternity.
直至在永远的永远的里面,我们和他一起在宝座上管理。
So this is the gospel of Matthew.
这个是马太福音的信息了。
We have to learn this only lesson.
我们只是来要学这个功课。
Jesus Christ is our Lord.
耶稣基督, 主耶稣基督是我们的主。
We trust him.
我们信靠他,
we obey him.
我们是服从他。
So Matthew is the first message of God to human
beings.
Jesus Christ has absolute authority.
耶稣基督有绝对绝对的权柄。
All authority in heaven and on earth.
天上地下一切的权柄
was given to him.
已经赐给他了。
We have to obey him and trust him.
我们就要服从他来到信靠他。 我们教宗在这里结束。